Close to 6,000 Connecticut residents have died this year due to the coronavirus. Darlene Riddick grew up in Waterbury. Her goddaughter, Patricia Sands, remembers Riddick and a year marked by loss.
I've had 8 people pass away this year, 8 people that I actually knew. So it's been a hard year. Darlene was one of a kind. She was one of a kind. What hurts the most is that if she did suffer, she suffered alone. She died by herself. She shouldn't have died alone. And she didn't have no children. She didn't have a husband. So she don't have a legacy to leave behind. So there's going to always be a void in my life, in my heart, because she's not here no more. I believe she's in heaven. I do believe that. I believe she has a crown. I believe her crown is accessorized. I know that. And I'm quite sure she got some shoes that match. What gives me peace is knowing how she lived. When everything is said and done, you wonder why you take so many pictures and why you're telling people you love them, you're showing up, because you never know. You never know when that's gonna be the last time. Love is what you do, it's what you show. And in the times that you feel like you can't show it, that's when you gotta show it more. And she was like that.
Darlene Riddick passed away on July 19th from the coronavirus. She was 53 years old. This piece was produced by Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky.